Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, Joe Jonas is working on a solo album, appropriately titled, as far as I'm concerned, Fast Life, and he's got a single that is just, I have it on repeat, I'm not going to lie, it's called See No More.
Awesome. Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
No problem. Joe joins me right now on the Ralphie Radio Show, and like I was saying earlier, the solo album tentatively titled Fast Life, which pretty much describes your life for the past like 6-7 years, right?
Pretty much, man. It's definitely been a crazy few years, but been really good, you know. I've been loving it and having a great time with it, and really happy.
How are things working out for you now? You know, Jimmy Fallon, you play that and you're solo. You're doing a whole radio tour now to promote the single, doing that solo as well. How is it being on your own without Nick and Kevin there?
You know, it's interesting. I mean, I wouldn't be as excited if it wasn't for their support going into this project, but it's something that I'm really passionate about, so I'm having a blast.
Are you bouncing ideas off them as well and talk with them about different moves or no?
You know, I think they want me to be able to take the time to kind of find and cultivate the sound that I wanted to go with on my own.
Mm-hmm.
But they're always very supportive, and, you know, I play them the music, and they're into it.
Absolutely. Joe Jonas here on the Ralphie Radio Show. You may be solo now, but obviously the one thing that didn't change, I saw some photos online. You're still dealing with the fans stalking out your hotel, huh?
Yeah, they're always out there sometimes. The fans are really supportive and awesome, and it's cool to see that they're all, you know, coming out in crowds and tons of numbers. It's really exciting.
You're cool as a cucumber talking about it. You're used to this now, huh?
I don't know if you ever get totally used to it, but I love it.
Well, that's good. Good. I'm glad you at least embrace it somewhat, because, hey, at least they care, right?
Exactly.
So, you know, like I mentioned at the beginning of the interview too, Joe, you know, I heard the track and I was pleasantly surprised. And right away, before I even looked at the liner notes, you might call me crazy, I'm obviously far from a musician, I'm just a radio guy, but I heard like a similar melody or a similar sound to Jordan Sparks and Chris Brown, No Air. That's at least a song that came to my mind. I know, maybe it's just a little out there, but I thought of Chris Brown immediately, and then I go back and look at the liner notes, and I see that he co-wrote and he's providing backing vocals as well. How did you and Chris link up? I find this interesting.
Yeah, man, it was really cool. Chris and I just found time to get together in the studio, and his schedule worked out, my schedule worked out, and we were not even going to originally write together. We were just playing each other music. The next day, we got in the studio and wrote the song in like 2 hours or so. It was just a quick turnaround and a really fun time.
So obviously, you got to hang out with Chris a little bit. You guys went back and forth. Tell me something about Chris that me and my audience would be surprised to hear.
The thing that I was most surprised about is the guy is he's an incredible musician, and he's also just a great writer. He pretty much lives in the studio. He played me about 1,000 songs that he has been working on, and I was just blown away.
Provided maybe more inspiration for your solo album as well?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of songs that he played me that I just was like, you know, it was so similar to the kind of stuff that we were working on, that I was working on personally, so I felt like we had to get together and write some songs.
Absolutely. Joe Jonas here on the Ralphie Radio Show. So can you tell me any more about this album? Do you have a timeline? Do you have any other collabs in the works?
Yeah, not so much collaborations, but the album comes out September 6th.
Okay.
And you can look out for it, and I'm really excited for everyone to hear it. So it's just a fun record, a really upbeat record, and I feel like people are going to be able to hopefully listen to it and just have fun with friends, and it'd be some of those records you put on to dance to.
It's certainly a departure from what people may assume when you say to them, hey, I have a solo song from Joe Jonas that you might want to hear. But like I said, I absolutely love it. You know, Joe, I just got to bring this up before we wrap up. Demi Lovato dropped a song, obviously, as well, just went number one on iTunes, Skyscraper. Have you heard it? What are your thoughts?
I have. I think it's great. You know, I'm really happy for her, and it's a great song, and I'm glad to see that, you know, she's able to just kind of pull out those emotions in the song. It's really cool.
She called in before. She said pretty much everyone in her phone book at one point or another reached out to her to congratulate her on the song. Were you one of those people?
Absolutely.
Very cool. That's cool. And good to hear. I'm glad you guys are still friends and that. It's definitely great that she's turning things around for sure. And man, obviously you're doing big things as well. The track is climbing the charts. See No More from Joe Jonas, and the album Fast Life comes out this September. Mr. Jonas, again, thank you so much for the time, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Good talking to you, bro.